Today, President Trump signed into law a bill from Alaska U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan.
Let's get this done properly, huh?
The law is called Save Our Seas, and it aims to tackle the problem of plastic trash in the world's oceans. It renews the existing marine debris program for another 5 years, and it allows governors to request something like a disaster declaration, what's called a severe marine debris event, in order to get resources to clean it up. The law also encourages the executive branch to take up the problem of plastic waste internationally. Academic researchers say five nations are responsible for more than half of the plastic waste in the oceans. That's China, Indonesia, the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam. In an Oval Office ceremony, President Trump fit that into one of his major themes, that other countries are taking advantage of the United States.
Vast, tremendous, unthinkable amount of garbage is floating right into our coast, in particular along the West Coast. And we're charged with removing it, which is a very unfair situation. It comes from other countries very far away.
Trump, touching on another theme, claimed previous administrations did nothing to take on the problem, even though the law extends a marine debris program established in the George W. Bush administration. Trump said he's already notified most of the countries responsible.
And we've notified them very strongly.
Sullivan and his wife stood beside the president, along with Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, who co-sponsored the bill. Even though White House is a Democrat and a vocal Trump critic, there was no disagreement on the new law. Sullivan took the opportunity to give kudos to the president.
And what the president said about the administration, the Trump administration, doing a great job on this. It's an underreported story, but they are really taking the lead globally. And Mr. President, we want to thank you for
well,
that.
I want to thank, bipartisan. I want to thank you, and I want to thank Sheldon. Thank you, Commissioner Sheldon. See, we can shake hands.
Kevin Alexson works on the issue for Ocean Conservancy. He says the real value of the bill, besides continuing the marine debris program, is that it makes the executive branch take notice and address the international problem.
You know, whether that's in the context of trade negotiations, or it's in the context of international scientific collaboration, or it's in the context of foreign development assistance.
Alexson says the countries that contribute most to the problem of plastic waste in the ocean are rapidly developing and don't have adequate infrastructure for managing garbage. Alaska Congressman Don Young sponsored the House version of the bill.